With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I thank the Lord for the privilege that you and I have each day together by the radio and study God's precious word together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter number 1, for just a few moments of review, and then we're going to go on in our study of the Word of God on Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We've been looking at the evidence that Jesus Christ was unique in his supernatural birth. And may I say it again, never a man was born as this man was born. In Luke chapter number 1, verse 26, down through verse number 33, we looked at the story of the angelic annunciation to the Virgin Mary concerning her being highly favored with God, and that she would be the one who would bring forth God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into this world. In Luke chapter number 1, verse 34 and verse number 35, Mary is very puzzled and asks the question, "How shall this thing be, seeing that I know not a man?" And then in verse number 35, the angel gives her the answer concerning the Holy Ghost conception. The Bible said, "And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." So we learned from Luke chapter number 1 that the Lord Jesus Christ was born different than any other person was born. You remember we went back to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 7, verse number 14. The Bible said, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Through the years, this has been a mystery. It was a mystery especially until after it happened. But it's been a mystery to a lot of the generations since he was born. But for we who know the Lord and believe the Bible, then here is Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, demonstrated in the uniqueness of his supernatural birth through the angelic annunciation and also through the Holy Ghost conception. Now, I want us to turn today and look at a third thing about the uniqueness of the Lord Jesus Christ in his supernatural birth. Remember in Luke's gospel, we saw the angel appear unto the Virgin Mary, who would be the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. But now then we come to Matthew chapter number 1 and beginning at verse number 18, and we're going to see the angel announce it to Joseph. Notice what the Bible said in Matthew chapter 1, verse number 18. "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." Now here is the young man finding out that his bride-to-be is now with child. But God said to him, literally in verse number 20, the baby that is in her was conceived of the Holy Ghost. She is not guilty of fornication. Notice in verse number 21, the Bible said, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Verse 22, the Bible said, now all of this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. So here we have the angel saying to Joseph, you and Mary are fixing to experience the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy in Isaiah chapter 7, verse number 14. A virgin's going to conceive and bring forth a son, Isaiah prophesied. And now the angel is saying to Joseph, the conception has already come to pass. Mary is pregnant, but she's not pregnant in an act of fornication or adultery. But she is with child, and that child is conceived of the Holy Ghost. And she is that virgin that will bring forth the son that God promised to send into this world. Notice in verse number 24, the Bible said, then Joseph, being raised from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. Notice verse 25, the Bible said, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. So we see the uniqueness of the Lord Jesus Christ in his supernatural birth. There was never any like him. So we see the angelic annunciation to Mary. Then we see the Holy Ghost conception, both of those recorded in Luke chapter number 1. And here we see the angelic annunciation unto Joseph, who is to be married to Mary, the child's mother. And we see that the angel says very plainly that that child that's in Mary's womb is not there by an act of fornication, but he's conceived of the Holy Ghost. And he is to be that son that God promised to send, who would be conceived of a virgin, and his name would be called Emmanuel, which being interpreted would mean God with us. And so Joseph arises out of his sleep, goes and takes Mary to be his wife, but he knows her not. They have no husband-wife relationship until after the baby boy was born. And when her firstborn son was born, he called his name Jesus. Now, let me just say this, not in the text here, but other places in the Bible. Mary did not remain a virgin. She has other children who are fathered by Joseph. They would be the half-brothers and half-sisters of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're made reference to in other places in the Word of God. We see now the angelic annunciation first to Mary in Luke chapter number 1. Then there's a conception recorded in Luke chapter number 1. And now here is the annunciation by the angel to Joseph in Matthew chapter number 1. Now then we turn in our Bible to the book of Luke chapter number 2. And here we find the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said in verse number 1, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. So we see the angelic annunciation first to Mary. We see the Holy Ghost conception. Then we see the angelic annunciation to Joseph. And the birth is accomplished there in Bethlehem, as was prophesied in the book of Micah, chapter 5, and verse number 2. Let me mention two other things, if I may briefly, on the broadcast today. Not only there is the annunciation of the angel first to Mary, then the Holy Ghost conception, then the annunciation of the angel to Joseph, then there's the birth. But in chapter number 2 of the book of Luke, verse number 8 through verse number 20, there is the annunciation of the angel to the shepherds the day that Christ was born. In Luke chapter 2, verse number 11, the angel said, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." That kind of annunciation was never made about any other baby who's been born on planet Earth during the 6,000 years of man's history here upon this earth. Also, we find is circumcision in Luke chapter 2, verse number 21 through verse number 24. And then in Luke chapter number 2, verse number 25, down through the next verses there, we find that she brings him into the temple. And there's an old man there by the name of Simeon. And when Simeon takes the baby Jesus into his arms, she said, "Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation." So we have the angelic annunciation to Mary, then the conception, then the angelic annunciation to Joseph, then the birth, then the circumcision, then there's the adoration of Simeon. And then one other thing I want to mention is in Matthew chapter number 2, and here we find the star that guides the wise men to where the baby Jesus lay. We find in Matthew chapter number 2 that he's no longer a baby in the manger, but he's a child. And that star in heaven guides the wise men as they come to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. We celebrate all of this during the Christmas season. But friend, I want to tell you, it's more than a Christmas myth. It is Bible history that proves to us that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. I do want to take this opportunity and wish all of you who listen to the radio a very Merry Christmas and a Christ-centered New Year to the glory of our God. Let me also wish a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the staff and management of all of the radio stations that carry the broadcast. We're all laborers together with God, and I trust that God will use our labor to His glory. As you go through the holiday season, don't forget the reason for the season. Keep Christ in the center of all your Christmas activities. As you do your giving, I trust you'll remember the Harvest Time broadcast. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.